Hi, Sunshine. I'm Natasha, your host for the Shine Online podcast and the founder of Soul Studio. In this conversational podcast, I interview the brightest entrepreneurs I know with the goal of empowering you to do business in a way that feels real to you. These conversations will bring you no fluff advice, honest discussions, and actionable strategies to help you shine online. There are so many bright brands in the online world, but there's always room for one more. Let's shine together. Hello, and welcome back to the podcast. So today is going to be a little bit different. We have a bonus podcast episode, and I'm really just going to be sitting and chatting with you. I thought it would be kind of fun to try a different style podcast episode. I feel like there's so many things going on behind the scenes, and I think it's really fun to kind of see those seasons of change, see kind of what's happening behind a business. So I thought, why not just pretend we're sitting down, chatting over coffee, whether I'm on a walk with you or you're cooking or whatever it is you're doing. We're just chatting. And this bonus episode is brought to you by my new Reels mini course, Lights, Camera, Reels. This mini course actually features the 30-day Reels challenge. So it has the 30 prompts plus 30 more, so 60 prompts total, the accountability group, and tons of lessons and lectures really teaching all the amazing strategies and tools and tactics that we've discovered from hosting the challenge and really what I found from using and loving Reels literally since it came to Instagram. So if you want to be an early adopter on Reels and get access to the 30-day challenge and so much more, there is a link in the show notes where you can access the mini course, and let's dive right in. So I want to start first with what I've been loving just in September and this month. And I'll talk a little bit about how crazy just the past few months have been. But honestly, there's been a few things that have really been just such game changers when it comes to kind of just my mornings and my days to kind of help me stay centered in a really crazy busy season. So the first thing is actually an app. So Alo Yoga, they have an app called Alo Move. And I have absolutely been loving it. I was using my local fitness studios app for a while for classes, but I really have been enjoying Alo Move. And I've just been doing like morning classes. I love evening. That's like when I prefer to work out, but I found that I just honestly will get in such a wormhole, and I've been just so exhausted in the evenings that actually doing the morning workout really energizes me and has been just like a nice little change up. So I've been doing either some yoga, stretching, you know, just some breathing, or I've been going for a walk because fall is upon us. Not really in Florida, but it's not like very, very hot. It's just like kind of sort of hot. So I've been going for little morning walks. And that's been another really nice addition. But I think it's so easy as entrepreneurs to be like, I don't have time to work out or to do all these types of things. But it's like 20 minutes or an hour just to move your body and take the time for yourself is the least you can do to really reset and start your day off on the right note or to unwind in the evening. So that's definitely been a favorite moment of my day. Another thing has actually been notebook dumping. So all of you guys know that I love all the tools and systems digitally that help me run my business, which I'm going to be talking about one of them. And I'm not usually a paper planner. I like notebooks to an extent, but I've really, really enjoyed having just like a lined notebook by me. And I've just been brain dumping, whether it's in the mornings when you kind of have like a million things and you're kind of overwhelmed with the start of your day, or in the evenings before I go to bed because I haven't been sleeping the best. So I'll just like take out my notebook and I'll just write out like, what are all the important things that are in my brain that I need to either put in somewhere or I need to prioritize and figure out what it is. So I feel like it's really helped me. You know, even though I use a lot of softwares, I think it's been helpful to kind of write things out and kind of just like literally dump all my worries into one place. And the last thing that I've been loving in September and moving into the next month is ClickUp. So I made the switch to ClickUp. So I was using the app Things. That's literally the name of the app is Things. And I was absolutely loving it. And I love Things. I could not recommend it more, especially if you're a solopreneur or you don't have a really like complex business. Like if things are pretty simple and straightforward and you just need something to help manage your projects and tasks, I love Things, absolutely can recommend, but with my team growing and with so many moving parts in the different parts of my business, I knew I needed a place and a system that was really going to be robust enough to really maintain it all. So I've been loving ClickUp. It definitely was a huge adjustment period because there are just so many amazing parts to it, but now I cannot imagine my life without it, and I could not have imagined tackling this month without honestly, without ClickUp, I literally would be an absolute wreck. And that actually brings me into, I did have a major change in my business. I hired an OBM, an online business manager. A big question that I hear is, you know, what's the difference between an online business manager and an assistant? And I think the main thing is I feel like with a VA or an assistant, you know, you're kind of more delegating and getting like assistance with tasks. But with a manager, like they're helping you manage all the different parts of your business and they're kind of helping delegate and organize you in a lot of ways. So kind of just having like a right-hand woman, which has actually been Sarah, who was one of the guests for our first podcast episode. So if you remember her, she has literally been my business bestie for years. We've been in each other's businesses so intimately in a lot of different seasons. So when I was looking for OBMs and she was moving into that direction, I was like, this is literally perfect. So it definitely was a huge investment, but it already has really taken the load off this really busy season, but also just kind of how my business is just moving and evolving into new ways. So that has just been such a game changer. I think a VA was great for that first year of hiring, but I really needed more support since my brand and my business have just really blown up since June. So that was another thing that really helped me make that transition to ClickUp and has been just such a game changer. So on the agenda for the rest of this little chat that we're having is I want to talk about behind the scenes of what I'm working on in my business. I think that's always super interesting and fun to kind of see, you know, this big pivot that's happening. And then I really want to talk about Black Friday because I know it's on everyone's minds. It's coming up. And if you haven't thought about it and you're wanting to do it, you are already late. So I'm going to give you some tips and my thoughts on why I'm actually not doing it this year. So what I'm working on behind the scenes. Okay, so let's just dive right into it. I am making some big changes in my business. And I think, honestly, I've been in a season of just really being burnt out. Not necessarily like I'm still producing, I'm still showing up, I'm still doing all the things in my business. That's not really how burnout shows for me. But I feel like I've been just overwhelmed mentally with my mental health, but also physically I can feel the fatigue, which if you know anything about my journey, I have struggled with adrenal fatigue before. So I definitely kind of know how the stress can physically affect us. And I think with this year, it's so easy to not realize how much the things going on in the world really are affecting our stress levels and stuff. So I feel like that has been partially it, but partially because my brand and business has grown way faster than I knew it would. My speaking career has really taken off. I've really fallen in love with, you know, products and courses, and that's been a big part of my income. And so that's why I am completely changing my business structure. So I am moving away from monthly management clients and retainers, which honestly, it was one of those decisions where I knew it was the right one, but it's still hard. I'm still in the progress of just like moving through all that, all the feelings there. But pretty much the decision came where I had this kind of moment when everything was happening with like Black Lives Matter and everything was just super busy and crazy. And I had this moment where I realized that my business wasn't in a place where if I really needed to just take a mental health day or if I needed to take a week or if I wanted to stop doing something, I really couldn't because my clients rely on me to create content for them. It got to the place where I was behind on content, which you all know. I love batching. I love being ahead. And I just really didn't have the mental capacity or the time to keep up with everything. And I think management honestly served me so well. And I love management. I truly do. I think it's a great way to have consistent income each month. I think it's really great for building long-term relationships. I mean, most of my clients I've been with for years. So it's not that I didn't love management. It's I had to realize I had to kind of prioritize my energy and realize where it was best spent to actually achieve my life goals. Because I would love to be able to easily take off for vacations or weekends or mental health days. Or if I know I'm speaking, I'd love to be able to take an easier week. Or, you know, if I know I'm launching for products, like all of these types of things where I realize that my energy is just so precious and also my time is precious. So I toggled with the idea of starting an agency, which I think is a really awesome option. I know tons of my social media manager friends have found a lot of success with that. And I think it absolutely can work for your brand. But I realized, honestly, the main thing I didn't love about management was actually managing the clients. Like, I love my clients, but it takes a lot of mental energy for the Slack notifications and checking in on everyone and doing the calls. And by creating an agency, I would literally be like doubling that workload essentially. And it just wasn't on my heart to scale that way. So that's why I'm shifting into a completely new kind of offer. And I'm still going to be a service provider. I'm still going to be working with clients, which I knew was really important to me. I didn't want to just be a coach. I didn't want to just do courses. Like, I didn't want to just do one thing. So I'm moving into kind of, and a lot of you already guessed this, like the VIP days, intensive spaces, because I love creating a strategy and actually mapping it out, like creating the topics, the plan for a launch, you know, streamlining the systems in Airtable and creating all those templates. That is like my jam. And I still wanted to be in that space where I was creating and offering amazing results for clients. So long story short, that's kind of the big direction that I'm working on behind the scenes. And I think that when you're making a big pivot in your business, you have to just keep your big life goals in mind, because I never had a business plan, but I knew I wanted a business that would support my life. And honestly, I have been struggling more than ever with so many mindset struggles and doubts. You know, what if no one buys the service? What if I hate doing the service? What are my clients going to think? Are they just going to be absolutely angry with me? I mean, the client breakups have been brutal, guys. I mean, I love my clients and I genuinely enjoy my work, but I realized I could only do so much and do it well, while also honoring, you know, what really lit me up and kept me excited and could really support my business goals. So getting on those calls and telling my clients, you know, I'm moving away from this service and we got to figure out a plan. And, you know, it's been really, really hard. But I think you have to really be so sure that you know this new direction is going to be better than ever. And with any season of growth, there's going to be growing pains. That's kind of like my motto right now. You can't grow without getting uncomfortable, without failing at this new service. I'm probably going to do horrible at it at first. I'm going to learn a lot of things. I'm going to change a lot of things. I'm learning along the way. And I think that's kind of the excitement and beauty of having your own business, is you really can kind of, you know, pave your own path and find what really works and serves you well. So that's kind of what I'm going on. And I think also, like, I'm sure you're probably wondering, like, how are these client breakups going? So I'm not just like leaving my clients out in the cold. I either have a referral or a content assistant that's on my team that's been helping with them. And I've just been gradually moving them towards having just a different person manage for them. So definitely recommend giving sufficient notice, giving options. I mean, I really care about the relationships that I have with my clients, whether or not I'm working with them month to month. So that's kind of how that's looked. But emotionally, it's been really tough. I know one of my client breakups I was doing, Marlon was like right in the same room. And I was like about to chicken out. I was like, there is no way I can do this. And he was like, I was like texting him under my desk and he's like, you got to do it. He's like, you know what you want. You know this new direction is right. So I'm really excited to kind of see what this new season has for me. Kind of my goal is by 2021, I'm going to be in that new service and kind of away from the monthly retainers. So right now behind the scenes, of course, ClickUp has been really big for that. And I've also been kind of slightly revamping my website and brand. I call it a revamp because it's going to look and feel very similar to my current brand. Same yellows, same doodles, all the elements that you love and know. But I'm moving over to Squarespace 7.1 since I'm like, if we're doing updates, might as well do the shift. And I don't know anything about it, so don't ask me. But I'm just redoing the copy, the branding to reflect this new service, focus more on my speaking, my products, and all those types of things. So I think it's going to be really fun. I'm also in the process of like mapping out my new service. So not only the deliverables and kind of what it's going to look like, but also kind of figuring out, I'm doing some beta testers, some paid testers to kind of work out the kinks that I know are going to be there, but also revamping my Dubsado. Definitely go listen to that episode that I did with Charlotte all about Dubsado and project management, client management tools, because she's going to be helping me again to revamp everything, which I'm really excited about. So that's kind of what we've been doing, is just breaking everything down. So we're kind of focusing on little parts of this new service and this new shift week by week, but that's kind of behind the scenes. So I thought that might kind of be fun to share, but I'm definitely really excited to get into a season where I have a little bit more flexibility to just really get back to the fun stuff in my business. Like, I love creating content and going live and doing all those things. And I realized that like saying no to the things that were big no's isn't enough anymore. I really had to understand like what are things that are hard no's to say, but are really important during this season. So I'm going to end off this podcast episode by talking about my honest thoughts on Black Friday. Okay, let's start with what I did last year with Black Friday. So last year, Jill from Words by Jill. She's a great friend of mine, a copywriter. She's really awesome. And we combined our products to do a Black Friday Cyber Monday special. And it went okay. We made some sales. I mean, we were happy with how it went. It was really well received, but we made a lot of mistakes. And I think the biggest thing is we did the week of Cyber Monday instead of the week of Black Friday. And most people told us, they're like, honestly, we literally just already spent all our money and we don't have the money. And I think, honestly, during that season of like Black Friday to Cyber Monday, I felt just super icky. And I think that's why, I mean, for Black Friday, honestly, this year, I might do something very, very small if I do anything at all, but I'm not doing a big Black Friday campaign. Of course, I'm doing it for some of the clients that I'm still going to have through that period. But I think that it's very oversaturated. I think people think, oh, well, I'll launch during Black Friday. But I think it's just such an oversaturated time where people are getting bombarded with buy, buy, buy. I mean, the pros are obvious. People are primed to shop. A lot of people wait till the end of the year to make those big purchases. But personally, I also don't like discounting things too much. It can really reduce the amount of value that's perceived for whatever it is that you're offering. Of course, I've done sales. I've done like affiliate bundles before, but you don't want to do like too many discounts. I think another great option is adding in bonuses. So with that being said, if you want to take part in Black Friday, definitely start planning today. So map out what your offer is going to be, what type of content you're going to be creating. So your feed, your email, all those types of things. And just start hinting at it now. Start getting excitement for it. Make sure you have a wait list, all those types of things. And just focus on building like your newsletter and your freebies and everything. But that's kind of my thoughts on Black Friday. I did want to touch on it because I was thinking of doing like a big episode, like breaking it down. But I was like, honestly, I think that Black Friday and Cyber Monday have definitely gotten to feel very icky, oversaturated, and just kind of not the best time and place to market your services and business, in my opinion, unless, of course, you have a physical product that is great for gifting. So that's kind of my take on Black Friday. Hopefully that kind of maybe guided you if you feel guilty that you're not doing something for Black Friday. You absolutely don't need to be doing it. And I think that there's also ways you can do it if that feels good for you. So that's a little bit about this little chatty podcast episode. Definitely DM me at Soul Studio Marketing on Instagram if you enjoyed this episode, if you would like to see more of these for season two. But definitely don't forget to check out the Reels mini course, Lights, Camera, Reels, for tutorials, lectures, and tons of prompts to really help you shine on Instagram Reels, be an early adopter, and see insane results like thousands of views, new clients, and new followers. So definitely check out the show notes to check out that Reels mini course. And I will see you in the next episode. Bye. Thank you so much to today's expert guest for joining us. If you want to connect with today's guests or check out any of the important links mentioned in the show, I've linked the details in today's show notes. Join the conversation at #TheShineOnlinePodcast. Be sure to subscribe and leave us a rating if you love what you've heard today. We really appreciate it and it helps support our show. Remember, regardless of where you're at in your entrepreneurship journey, there's always room for your biz to shine. I'll see you next time.